Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. We have a couple of questions about the modern practice of making and selling Bibles. Tim in Tennessee says, I've become increasingly bothered by the selling of God's Word. I see Bibles being sold at exorbitant prices and oftentimes with the name of theologians attached to them. Many of these theologians I have great respect for, yet I find no indication in the Scripture that allows for the selling of God's Word at a profit. Is it wrong to sell the Bible, God's holy and inspired Word? And an appended one comes from Ben in Georgia. He says, I have mixed feelings about Bible translations being copyrighted. I know a laborer is worthy of his wages, and in this case, the translators are the laborers, but I also think it's wrong to charge a fee for God's words since he gave them to us freely. What do you think about the policy on copyrights? So selling the Bible and copyrights, what do you think?
The Word of God is not synonymous with paper and ink. It doesn't cost anything. Paper and ink do. God wants people who are Christians to say, freely I have received, freely I give, and therefore to share the gospel without price. However, if we really believe that the Bible is, as a book, paper and ink, is good to have, has to be paid for. So I think he said carefully the first question, profit. So I too would be very hesitant to try to turn the Bible into profiteering. I would not hesitate if I was a publisher of the Bible in order to get the Bible out. I would not hesitate to say, got to cover our costs somehow. Part of it can be raising money, but part of it would be selling, but not for the sake of building big profit for shareholders, but for the sake of investing in ministry for more and more Bible distribution. That's why I like certain Bible publishers that are essentially nonprofit kinds of places or ministries that, yes, they charge for their Bibles, but they're not eager to get rich employees. So I think selling the Bible at a reasonable cost in order to fund the printing of the Bible and the translation of the Bible is not an evil. The people who want to share the Bible should labor to give it away as much as they can. Give Bibles away that they buy. So my question for him might be, how many Bibles have you given away recently that you paid for? Because somebody has to pay for it. And maybe that should be you. Now, with regard to the copyright, that's really important to think about. I would say amen to a version of the Bible copyrighted if that copyright is used to protect that version from distortion rather than to make anybody rich. That's not the point. A Bible version, like the English Standard Version, ought to be copyrighted not because you're going to keep paying translators or a committee or whatever. That's not the point. The point is unbelievable care, prayer, and energy goes into a translation accuracy. You don't want anybody taking this thing and saying, this is the ESV, and then changing the words to wrong translations. And the way we have in our culture to prevent that is to copyright. If you want to produce another translation, you've got to call it something else. You can't call it the ESV or the NIV or the RSV or the NASB. You have to call it your own thing so people know you're taking responsibility because these folks are putting their life on the line to say this is a faithful translation. And so as a right to protect wording, it seems good. As a right to maximize wealth, that would be a terrible motivation for doing it. I agree.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.